fired up after President Obama's joint address to Congress last week. Pro-healthcare reform activists got going this weekend in Tampa, holding rallies on both Saturday and Sunday. The Health Insurance Reform Now tour bus came to Al Lopez Park, where an estimated 500 people came to listen to Tampa Bay Area residents talk about the problems they've had with the healthcare system. And yesterday, over 100 people lined up on the eastbound section of the Courtney Campbell Causeway to show their support for President Obama's goal of changing the healthcare system. Janet Dow from Clearwater said Obama's speech on Wednesday night inspired her.
I thought he was on fire. He was amazing, as always. And I'm with him 100%. I have been since the first time I ever heard him speak in 2004.
Sunday's event was organized by the group Americans United for Change, led by Melinda Schmitz. She has a theory on why the critics of healthcare reform have publicly shown more intensity than supporters.
I think one of the things that's happening is that sometimes people are maybe motivated by anger and fear. And there's a lot of misinformation going around. And some of those people that are out protesting really don't know exactly what's going on. And instead of taking the time to really be informed and to learn about the three different proposals that are out there, they're looking at something like, oh, this is what's happening, and I'm afraid, all the death panels and all that stuff that is just not true.
Although a poll taken after the president's speech showed Democrats nationally more united than ever on supporting some sort of health care reform, the status of some centrist Senate Democrats on the issue was still uncertain. When Economist is from Spring Hill.
I emailed Bill Nelson. I really didn't get a positive response back from him. I saw the St. Pete Times. I want to, give somebody else a credit, but they did a very nice chart on the top 10 Floridians, the amount of money they had taken from special interests in healthcare. And I think that's what's talking here.
Tampa area Democratic Representative Kathy Castor's one and only true town hall meeting devolved into chaos last month after critics shouted down the congresswoman early in her presentation. Jerry Presley Diamond from Pasco County says that level of anger is why some health reform supporters didn't want to engage in such events.
Well, they have definitely organized a very anti-Obama campaign. We don't like it, but we don't want the confrontation. We don't like the confrontation. The Tea Parties are just confrontational. They carry guns. They're not doing the right thing. The right thing is definitely healthcare reform. It's a privilege. It's not a privilege. It is a right.
Evan Chambers from Lakeland said he couldn't understand why people paying large co-payments on their doctor visits weren't out on the streets demonstrating with him.
The 80% of the people that have health insurance, the health insurance is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Just take me for example. I had a colonoscopy 2 months ago, and I had to shell out $1,200 for that. So it's not working. And God forbid I get sick, the copay is going to be in the thousands of dollars. And especially people that have pre-existing conditions, they should be out hitting the streets right now like crazy.
Organizer Melinda Schmitz with Americans United for Change said she too was inspired by President Obama's joint address to Congress last week.
I think a lot of people were energized to hear him say that he is for a public option.
Now, did he clearly say that? There seems to be some confusion there.
Well, it sounded to me like he did. It's not off the table. He told the Republicans, from what I heard, that if they had a better idea, to bring it to the table and let's discuss it.